This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text at 701-226-8503. Huge, huge day today. Vice President Pence is here. But even bigger yet, no racing pigs, but Daryl is here.
I'm here.
Daryl Lees. By the way, if you've never seen the Racing Pigs thing, I do have a Facebook Live for it from this past North Dakota State Fair. So
first time from behind the scenes, the Racing Pigs were Facebook.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was kind of waiting for you to run over and tackle me from putting the camera behind the iron curtain there so people could see what was going on.
Oh, trust me, we had security watching you very close.
Nobody's ever been back there to document anything before. Oh, Lord. Daryl, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. You know, Scott was supposed to call in. I don't think we've got him yet. He's going to be up at Minot today, like you said, to welcome Vice President Pence in. He's going to be up at the Minot Air Force Base.
And, when was the last time an administration president and vice president came to North Dakota in the same year?
Much less the same month and a half or two months, you know. I mean
that doesn't happen.
No, that's, the importance of a state like ours here in North Dakota, you know, we're kind of the breadbasket, so to speak, of the country and the world. And then we have the defense mechanisms, Minot Air Force Base, Grand Forks Air Force Base, our military presence, our National Guard, our North Dakota National Guard, second to none in the country. So, I mean, you know, we are pretty important to our nation. And
only the best come north.
Only the best come north, yes.
Right?
Senator Hoban brought that up the other day when I was on. So it's good to be back in here, Todd, filling in for Scott today. And we're going to have a giveaway today, Todd. We're going to do a trivia. Yeah, we're going to do a trivia.
Wow, we're going to make Manny earn his keep today, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to give away a MyPillow, and then we're going to give away a locally grown and processed sausage bundle. About a $50 value.
Holy cow.
Several different kinds, some country sausage, chorizo, Cajun, some breakfast sausage, some peppers and onion sausage, so... We're going to give
away... What's the breakfast sausage? What's in that?
The breakfast is kind of a country flavoring. It's unsmoked. It's in a one-pound package of, kind of loose. Or the other one is the peppers and onions, which is great if you do an egg bake or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know...
I mean, any of the above could be a breakfast sausage.
Yeah, anything could be a breakfast sausage. But, some of them are better on a bun, and some of them are better on the grill, and some of them are better with, eggs. So we're going to give that away. And what the question's going to be, Todd, we're going to talk about, I want to stimulate some thought out there. It's all about the callers today. We don't have a lot of guests lined up today, so it's all about the callers. You know, we here a couple weeks ago, there was a kind of a debate that went on in the cafe in the afternoon about, labeling or not labeling, and whether the government should force a label.
I said to miss the first part of that. I take a day off.
Dare you take a day off. So, this is a locally grown product. Actually, it's a product that was growing on our farm. We're developing a private label right now for our pork products. So the sausage is going to actually come from our farm, locally grown, locally processed at Bowdoin Meat Processing in Bowdoin, North Dakota, which is over by Carrington, for those that don't know. And so we talked the other day about the electronic log devices for truckers and how that's going to shut trucking down, and it's going to really restrict the movement, especially of agricultural goods and foods. Well, the question centers around of how long of a supply does certain areas have of food. If we quit delivering on a Saturday, how long will some areas last on their food supply? And so one of the cities we're going to talk about is Indianapolis. They have, if we quit delivering on Saturday tomorrow, in 21 days, they'd be out of food. Okay.
21 days. Okay.
21 days. The question
now
is...
They're kind of close to a lot of food being in Indiana and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. The question is how long would it take Long Island, New York to run out of food if we quit delivering at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? So it's 21 days for Indianapolis. How long until Long Island, New York runs out of food if we quit delivering or if we have trucking issues that shuts down the trucking and shipment of food in this country or any other issue that shuts down, you know, the movement of food and the supply of food? How long until Long Island, New York? First caller to get that right. And what's those numbers, Todd?
701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. That's an interesting question.
It is. It is. How long? So the first caller and get that right going to win a MyPillow and that sausage package. So when you get up from that MyPillow, you can have a good fresh package of sausage. Or before you, your head hits the pillow at night, you can have a snack, a midnight snack. Oh, boy, we got the phones lighting up here. I tell you
well,
what.
Between the pillow and the sausage, I would think you would have no trouble grabbing a winner off of this one.
Yeah.
$50. Well, okay, now wait a minute. First of all, guys, you can't call my cell phone that we text to at 701-236-8503, number one. And number two, you can't text to win this. You have to call.
You have to call.
Voice
him.
Call 1-800-228-0550. Or 701-258-0550.
Hey, let's go to Colleen and Bismarck. Colleen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Do you have an answer for us?
Well, I was going to say 12 days.
12 days is incorrect.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Let's see who else we have here. We got the phones ringing. I don't think they can pick them up fast enough, Todd.
Well, let's... I mean, yeah, one guy and five lines coming in, so
absolutely.
Manny can be
absolutely.
Actually more than five lines coming in, but five lines off
looks
of that.
Looks like
number,
we got so. Another one answered there. Doesn't tell me who it is yet. Can we go to that one? Who do we have here?
Give Manny a moment.
Give him oh, Steph.
Manny's not used to, like, everybody ambushing at one time.
Steph from Minot.
I don't blame him.
Steph, are you with us?
Yeah.
Steph, do you have an answer for us?
Nine?
Nine is incorrect. Thanks for
thanks
for the try.
Thank you. Bye.
This one could go the whole show.
This is gonna Shane and Bismarck.
Guys, Shane. my guess would be 2 days.
2 days is incorrect. You're getting warm.
Thank you, guys.
If nobody gets this, Daryl, do I get it or?
I guess I have to bring it in here. We'll fry it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's go to Dan and Bismarck. Dan, are you on the line?
I'm about to fire up the grill in the backyard. You know, we have one of those back there.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, right. Do you have an answer for us?
Yes. I'd say 3 days.
3 days is incorrect. Okay. Thanks for the try, though, there. Next up is Mary in Bismarck.
Hello.
Hey, Mary, do you have an answer for the trivia question of how long Long Island would go till it was out of food if we shut down trucking at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning?
48 hours.
That is incorrect. You're in the right direction, though. You're getting the numbers are coming down. Thanks, Mary. Oh, who do we go to here now?
The time frame is so they're going the right way, and the time frame is what you're kind of implying.
Yeah.
Not to drop a hint, because I was hoping we'd be frying that sausage up here ourselves. But
we must have Earl from South Dakota. Earl, let's go to Earl, see what Earl has for us in South Dakota. Earl, are you on the line? Eric. Sorry. Eric.
Earl, Eric. Yeah. That must have been his twin brother. Sorry,
yeah.
We can't tell the letters apart there.
3 days.
3 days is incorrect.
All right.
We seem to be going back the wrong direction again.
Yeah, just going
to
say, we kind of went the wrong way in that one. Maybe that'll kind of help some folks.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in
Lamar County.
Somebody
says, stop giving clues. Well, heck.
So we
good morning, guys.
I'm all in favor of stopping giving clues,
because
then maybe we'll get it.
Joe, do you have an answer?
Well, I sure need that pillow, and I'm hoping it's 1 day.
1 day is incorrect, but we're going the right direction, folks. We're going the right direction.
Maybe narrow the time frame a little bit.
Yeah. Kevin and Bismarck. Let's go to Kevin.
I'm going to say zero.
Well, Zero is.
So there has to be some element of time. There's
got to
be a measurement of time involved in this.
But now we've really narrowed it. Thanks, Kevin.
By the way, Texter says they must be slow pigs then.
They must be slow pigs. let's go to Bill.
We're trucking this in, by the way, just so we're all on the same page, right? We're not walking the
right, we're not
in.
Walking them we're in. Yeah,
in.
Yeah. Okay. Bill, do you have an answer?
I'm thinking it's 4 days. It used to be three, but not positive anymore. Someone say that already.
No, it's actually quite a bit less than that, Bill. We've had a call in of 1 day and of zero, and it's somewhere in between there. So, thanks, Bill.
I love the zero. That's good. Nope, because they already have their food right there.
What do we got here?
Let's assume they've run out of food in Long Island.
We must have TJ on the road. Quickly, TJ, do you have an answer?
16 hours.
16 hours, you're going the right direction, but you're still too long.
When we come back, we'll have more guesses, more what's in your mind. The vice president is coming up live from Minot later this afternoon. Most of these What's in Your Mind stations will have that for you.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we all think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%, and it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In your mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You have to voice call if you're trying to win Daryl's My Pillow, Daryl's Pillow. Although the promo code is still Scott at MyPillow.com for up to 50% off, by the way, so make sure you're using the correct promo code. If you use the promo code Daryl, you may end up with a racing pig.
Yeah, you'll never catch it to lay your head on.
If you want to text, but it's not going to get you any prizes to text, closed circuit to you guys that keep texting me at 701-226-8503. You're certainly welcome to text What's Your Mind anytime. And Daryl Lee's in once again. Scott Hannon in Minot getting ready for the vice president today.
So absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Glad to be in again today. Sitting here next to Todd in the K-Fire 550 studio today. Pleasure to guest host again here. This is Daryl Lee, president of NDFB. And our trivia today is, of course, related to agriculture, related to food. You're going to win a MyPillow and a sausage bundle of a $50 plus value there. Has to be picked up in one of the studios if you win. Either the 1100 studio in Fargo will get the sausage there, or the 550 studio here in Bismarck. So that's where you're going to have to pick up the product. So it's the question is, how long, if we stopped delivering 6 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday morning, food, or if trucks went down, or if the delivery system went down, how long would it take for Long Island, New York, for the shelves to be empty there? How long of a food supply did they have without trucks running, delivery running for food there? We said Indianapolis was 21 days. What do you think Long Island, New York is? We have Levi on hold. Levi, do you have the answer?
12 hours.
You are incorrect, Levi. That is close. That is close. Go to Daryl and Washburn. Hey, this guy's got a good name.
I'd say 8 hours.
How many?
8 hours.
8 hours is correct.
Bing, 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 bing.
We have a winner. Woo. We have a winner. Did you cheat, Daryl, and just look this up on the internet or what?
No, I've just been listening to everybody else and kind of counting it down.
You bet. Daryl, what do you do in Washburn?
I'm retired.
Retired?
So don't do a whole lot then.
We'll put you on hold here and we'll get your information so that they know who's coming to pick up this here. And we'll get this product in here next week, Daryl. And after Tuesday, for sure I'll have the sausage here by Tuesday in the MyPillow, and you can pick it up at the K-Fire Studios. How's that sound, Todd?
Got the MyPillow already, so we got that, but yeah.
All right, Daryl's our winner, 8 hours.
So now, where did this information come from?
So this is CDC information, Todd.
That's what I meant to, I was trying to find it. I'm like, who moved my bell? There it is.
Yeah, so it's CDC information, and you know, the other day we talked about the electronic logs for truckers, and if it shuts down trucks, this is part of the problem when you do a one-size-fits-all thing, and... You know,
because one size doesn't fit all.
One size doesn't fit all.
As a large guy that has bought clothing over the years, I can confidently tell you
that.
One size fits all is one of the biggest myths ever created.
So, you know, we said Indianapolis was 21 days, but Indianapolis has a lot of food processing and distribution. That's why their availability in that, you know, metro area is as much as 21 days. Chicago is only 2 days. So Chicago is, you know, and they're in Midwestern, city, and, you know, a lot of agriculture around Chicago, of course. And so, you know, that's 2 days. But when you get into those really, really super urban areas, like Long Island, 8 hours. Can you imagine the panic, the hysteria that would set in if folks went to the grocery store and the first shelf was empty? You know, look what happens on Black Friday in some of those places.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if their food, their sustenance to life was threatened?
And think about the boroughs in New York City where the population density is so incredible.
Absolutely.
And you don't have massive supermarkets with huge parking lots there like you might have out here.
Right.
That's crazy.
That is just it's kind of a mind-blowing thing when you think about it, that we are pretty food secure here in the United States. We grow way more than we can consume. We have to export a lot of it. But that's how insecure certain areas, and them are just a few examples that our country has. So, you know, a lot of our discussion, if you have any thoughts today, call in and talk about, we can talk about the e-logs again some more. We can talk about, the reason I wanted to give away a sausage bundle. Let's hear from some folks out there on the country of origin labeling. There's the opportunity to buy local, to buy something that is source verified, where the product comes from. And every producer has that opportunity out there. Do you really want the government mandating even more than what we already do? Or do you want it done through the free market? Or any other topic you have today? Maybe you have some thoughts on anything else out there. We do have coming up at sometime in the 10:30 hour, half hour, an interview that Scott did with First Lady Catherine Burgum, right?
Yep, Catherine Elegus Burgum. We'll have that about 10:32 this
morning. So we'll get to that at around 10:30. But between now and then, it's all about the callers. Except we have
he's a caller. He's calling his own show. You believe that?
Yeah. We have Scott on the line. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
I was told you guys wanted a report from the place that I'm at, Minot Air Force Base. Only the best come north, so I decided to go a little north of you guys today. You know what I'm saying?
I came south to the Bismarck studio, Scott, and you went past me and went north.
Exactly right. No,
so are you saying Daryl's not one of the best?
Yeah. Oh, I live up in the north up there, so
that was a backhanded compliment for Daryl because he's north of Minot, so he's got this down. You are, right? Your farm's north of Minot, isn't it?
No, southwest of Minot.
Keep passing the Douglas sign.
I'm thinking of Troy Coons at Donnybrook there. I'm getting Troy and Daryl mixed up in where their farms are. Anyway,
easy.
Anyway, I just talked to the vice president's office, and they're in Colorado in the motorcade on the way to fly to Minot, North Dakota. The Air Force 2 is expected to land about 11:15 here, and the president really has a very robust tour schedule. We have been put into what they call the White House press pool. And that means that basically everywhere the vice president goes, we go, with one exception. And that exception will be a classified briefing that he gets. I think the message for this trip, guys, is really North Korea. There's a target of one. It's the little Kim Jong, what's his name, down in North Korea, because this is all about a show of strength and what the Minot Air Force Base is doing.
What's his name?
I hope we're not reading the history books. We might have to get more specific on that one.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about tax reform as well with him, because obviously that's a humongous priority for the country, for the nation, for our economy. It's not a political thing. It's an economic thing. It really is. It's so important. And I'm kind of curious if they think they're going to get Heidi Heitkamp's vote. I think I'm going to ask that question. I went to a 90-minute listening session of hers, and I listened. So that's why I guess it was called a listening session. And she talked, and I didn't hear her say one good thing about tax reform. So they think they can get her vote. I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe they know something we don't. So we'll have that and more. Lots of coverage for you. I'll check in a little later and give you some more. Meanwhile, I'll let you guys chat with the callers and have some fun, okay?
All right. Thanks, Scott. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's 28 before the hour, so I've been chilled there, leasing for Scott Hennen, although Scott will be checking in periodically from Minot, Vice President, coming today. One call does it all. Delta Constructors, call Delta first. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. Not for what's in your mind. Don't call him for that. 406-1. Maybe he'll want to chat. I don't want to speak for Eric. I mean, I suppose it's possible he might chat with you. You never know. 406-250-8151. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services. One call does it all. Our Delta call of the day, Ed. One of our favorite people from Minot.
Winter's coming up, you know, and the roads get icy, and they got to put treatment on them, salt and sand, and cost a lot of money. We drill oil out here, and they got a waste product called salt water. You know, it's basically free. They got to pay to dispose of it. Why can't we somehow process that, which would probably be a lot less costlier than what they're using to treat the roads now. You know, maybe somebody could come up with a process to transform that raw salt water into something that could be used, you know, at a low cost and is effective and save us some money.
Well, if Ed keeps it up, he might get elected governor one day. One call does it all. Your Delta call of the day, Delta Constructors. Call Eric. 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. Darrell East, what do you think? There shouldn't be a frozen road in the West anywhere, then, given that.
That's an interesting take. I didn't happen to catch that call yesterday. I listened intermittently yesterday as I could, and I didn't catch that one yesterday, but, you know, that might be something worth looking at when you have those byproducts or waste products.
Right. I mean, it's laying around anyway. I mean, why not make use of it, right?
Yeah, now there's probably some other considerations in there.
That's kind of like with pigs. You know, we figured out, well, we could make footballs, too, and not just bacon.
Well,
so,
yeah.
But use the rest of the pig.
Bacon's where it's at.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, football was where it's at until, okay, I don't want to bring that whole subject. Yeah, that's a whole different discussion.
We'll leave
right
that
there.
One. Leave that one alone. Darrell Lee sitting in here today for Scott Hannon. Glad to be in here in the studio with Todd, the radio god, here today. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, we did a little trivia there on, you know, what is the food security of certain areas of the United States. And, you know,
so what would it be for, like, a Minneapolis or something like that? Any idea?
You know,
or
Minneapolis,
Fargo?
So I was searching
or
these things, and I was searching them by kind of, you know, center of the United States and then out in a real metropolitan area. I never got into the Minneapolis thing. You can go on the CDC website and search it. I don't know all the little things behind the CDC website, but you can go on and find it. Yeah.
Google CDC. And or Bing or whatever search engine you want to use.
Bing, Google, whatever one you want to want to use.
Poor Microsoft. They spent zillions trying to get Bing marketed, and we still tell everybody to Google everything.
Right.
But there we are.
Right. So, looks like we got a caller calling in about tax reform.
We kind of like that subject.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything to, you know, be able to keep more money, more of our own money in our own pockets is a good thing, right?
We have Harvey on the road. Harvey, how are you doing today?
Oh, okay. Hey, on this tax reform, they keep talking it's for the rich. Well, the question I got is, what do they call rich? I would think just about everybody in D.C. are rich. And all the Democrats that are in Hollywood that are all for it, aren't they all rich? So who is, what bracket are you where you're, they consider rich?
That's a good question, Harvey. That's an interesting point you bring up. You know, a lot of people, you know, look at farmers and ranchers and say, oh, they're rich, they got all that land. They've got a lot of assets. They don't have a lot of money in the bank, so to speak. They are asset heavy. So do you consider them rich when they're asset heavy, but not cash flow, you know, heavy, and money in the bank heavy? So yeah, it's all in the eye of the beholder. And let's be honest. There's a small percentage that pay the majority of the taxes in the United States. Most of those people employ a lot of other people. We have small businesses that are the number one employer in the United States. And we got to make sure that tax code fits small business, and farmers and ranchers are part of that small business community. And let's keep that entrepreneurial, that free market spirit going in the United States. What do you say about that, Harvey?
Well, I agree 100%. You know, people put down the rich. Well, I don't see too many homeless people that got businesses that are supporting a bunch of workers. It's got to take rich people to keep things moving.
Yes, Harvey. Thanks for the call. That's very good points there. Let's see. Let's go to Phil in Gladstone. Something about farming, it says on the screen here. Phil, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing very well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking about making this call for quite some time, and I decided since we're kind of on the farming and farmers topic, I moved here in 2012 from Indiana, and I grew up on a dairy farm, followed my dad to town, to the sale barn. We'd stop and eat in town. And I always liked hanging out with the farmers, hearing their talk and everything. And first of all, let me say that my wife and I love it here. We settled in here. I've got a young son. He's a year and a half old. And I like taking him to the sale barn and hanging out with the farmers. And I'd like for him to do that as he grows older, you know, and just that.
Right.
Camaraderie. The thing of it is, and I don't know, and it's there are some exceptions, but the language of some of these farmers using the Lord's name in vain, just the F words they're dropping, is pretty upsetting, really, and I'm wondering what happened or what's the deal here, you know, just, you know, do I want my son to hear that? So. Have you run into that?
Phil, first of all, welcome from Indiana. We're glad to have you here in North Dakota. And, you know, I guess I don't, you know, there's people in all walks of life, and we're all, you know, everyone is a human being, and no one's free of sin, you know, we're not immortal or nothing.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's, you know, there, you know, if you're seeing that concern, you know, don't be afraid to bring it up to somebody. You know, have the courage to bring it up and go, you know, is that really necessary to, you know, utilize that, talk that way? You know, I think everyone is guilty of things that we're not real proud of from time to time, you know, speaking in people in general. So, you know, but I don't think it's any more prevalent or maybe any less prevalent in farming and ranching than anyone else, just a general laborer out there or, business owners of other sorts or whatever it might be. I think it's, I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed all across the board. So,
sure.
You know, do that, Phil. Bring it up when you're visiting with the people and bring it up. And, you know, some people might be offended. Others will go, yeah, you know, you're right. Let's think about this again.
Right.
Thanks for the call,
Phil. I appreciate that take. You bet, absolutely. So thank you.
Let's go to Karen in Fargo. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Daryl. I don't know really anything about your job and where you work, but it would be really interesting to hear.
So, okay. Let's do that. Let's cover my background a little bit for people to know. So, Karen, I grew up on a diversified farm, crops and livestock. The first time I got to really go out and work in the field, I didn't do a very good job. I took down some fence, so I kind of got demoted from running the tractor by Dad. He's probably listening right now. I don't know if he remembers that or not, but so I
at least they didn't have Facebook Live and YouTube back then.
I determined that livestock, you know, working with my hands, caring for that animal is probably where my passion was, and so that's the part of agriculture I'm involved in is the livestock. We have, you know, predominantly we have pigs, but we also have cattle, sheep, and goats. And I also do, you know, an entertainment business that I started when I was 14 years old as an FFA project in high school. It's now 30 years ago that I started that, and it's called Daryl's Racing Pigs. I go to fairs, festivals, community events, corporate events across about a 4 or 5 state area. And that's been real rewarding because I can talk about agriculture during my show to people. The job I have, or the great honor I have and privilege of being president of NDFB, North Dakota Farm Bureau, allows me to advocate, be the spokesman for a general farm organization of 27,000 plus members, and I get to go out and I get to speak to our county leaders. I get to speak to other leaders, such as chamber leaders and that, across the state, and advocate for agriculture. I get to participate in legislative things both locally and federally. And it's a great opportunity for me to do that, to represent the great farmers and ranchers in North Dakota. Not just farmers and ranchers. We take on topics that affect every citizen of North Dakota, and we want every citizen of North Dakota to be able to prosper and live the American dream. So that's, in a nutshell, a brief background, Karen, of where I've come from, what I do now currently.
How did you ever get started with racing pigs, by the way, Daryl?
It was a crazy idea that I saw it on Johnny Carson when I was in junior high. We'd raise pigs. I grew up in the pig pen, basically. Mom and Dad would throw me in the pen to play with the little pigs while they were, you know, giving shots and making sure everything else in the barn was healthy and feeding. So I basically did grow up in the pig pen, and so that's how that came about. I saw the very first guy that did it on Johnny Carson. But Karen, did you have something to follow up with that?
Yes, it's been wonderful listening to you this week.
Well, appreciate that, Karen. There's sometimes some difficult topics that got to be talked about, and not everyone will always agree, but hopefully we can have that open discussion, and I appreciate you calling in, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Terry in Bismarck. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Daryl. Thank you for taking my call. One of the main reasons you'll never see the salt water being transposed into usable byproduct is because you have the Sugar Beet Association, and they use the byproduct of sugar beet juice to spread on highways and city streets. But with that comes a major problem. You park your car on a broom-finished concrete, it leaves all these little red spots, and they pop in the spring. If you park it inside the garage on a finished floor that's been hand troweled or finish troweled, it won't do that because you can wash it off. That's basically, you'll never see that salt brine turned into anything other than what it is. It's a waste material because there's such a large association that gets money out of that beet juice. And on a lighter note, I grew up on a farm. First vehicle I drove was a John Deere A with a narrow front end, and I ran it through the outhouse. So I, too, got demoted to just walking.
Well, Terry, I tell you what, mine was because I was busy gawking around to see if there was any critters running across the field or things like that. So appreciate the phone call, Terry. We're up against the break here, and this is Daryl Lease, president of NDFB, setting in for Scott Hennen here today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSE Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You know, we gave away a MyPillow earlier today. You know, talk about the great. We've got this holiday called Christmas coming up where people like to give presents and stuff like that. Or maybe an upcoming wedding or birthday or whatever. Why not? Why do the same gift that everybody else ends up doing? And yet, you want a gift that's not going to get stuck in a closet unused. A MyPillow will get used every night.
Every night.
You've got to check it out. MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. If you use the promo code Scott, you can get up to 50% off. Their buy one, get one pillows. Lots of other stuff that is there, too. 10-year warranty. Yeah, try that with the big box store. I bought this 9.5 years ago. Can I get my money back? I don't really. It's kind of
not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. 120-day money-back guarantee. And free shipping, sorry, Canada. It does not apply to Canada, Alaska, or Hawaii. Those listening on the free iHeart app at the all-access thing going on this weekend, in fact. MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Daryl Lees is in for Scott Hannon. Oh, we'll check in with Scott in just a few minutes here. What's in your mind?
Probably at top of the hour, somewhere at the turn of the top of the hour, Scott will be checking back in. Daryl Lees, president of NDFB, sitting in today for Scott Hannon, a pleasure to be here again and visit with the fine listeners across the state of North Dakota, actually across several states. What is it, like seven states and provinces? That,
well, and
then
know,
on
thanks,
iHeart.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to apps.
It's great to be here, and we'll get back to some calls here real quick. Just a couple texts that came in, though. Someone referenced that the National Cattlemen's guy that was on, we kind of mentioned briefly about the country of origin labeling, and they talked about beef checkoff that day and two when you were gone there, Todd, and then came back to it. And
maybe I should take more time.
Maybe. And, there's,
be like
there's
a firestorm every time.
There's a lot of controversy.
Hey, both sides were invited, as I understand,
they were.
To that discussion.
They were.
I was not there. I was not part of that discussion. It was Eugene Greiner that was doing that. But that said, yeah, both sides were invited to the table. If only one side shows up, we don't cancel a discussion because decides to not show up.
And there's, so we had the discussion on two different days, or you did have the discussion on two different days, and, the checkoff thing is a controversial thing within the cattle industry. Some of them really, I think they all appreciate that there needs to be some sort of promotion done. I think they just disagree on how it's handled. And that's, I tell you what, if you're going to find 100% of anyone to 100% agree on how things are done, boy, you're a better guy than I am. And
the world's been around for how long? And that's never happened. So it's second to suddenly happen now.
Right. So let's see. There's some other texts here that have you seen anything Trump has done that's had an adverse effect on farmers? Currently, I can't think of anything right now. Well, we're keeping a close eye on this tax plan to make sure nothing happens there that's going to make it harder for farmers and ranchers to do their business. Actually, some of the rollback and the regulations that he's done that were very overreaching that were done in the previous administrations. And I say administrations because there has been things done even 15, 20 years ago that were, kind of detrimental to being able to do business freely and take advantage of that freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance in America here that we're supposed to have. But, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head that has been verifiably adverse right now on farmers. So it's kind of interesting, too, that last phone call that we had on the beet juice and someone's getting rich from it, so we won't ever do anything different. I kind of reject things like that a little bit. I understand the sentiment, but I think it's just the fact of, I think there's more to the saltwater thing. There's other components and other chemicals that end up in that wastewater. When you're drawing that out of the ground, there's other things that, might inhibit that more than anything else. I'm not an expert on it, but just having sat in some conversations about what is contained in that, it's not just salt in that water. So, I mean, there might be other considerations there also. But the caller was right, and we got a texter here that says, keep that beet juice off. It's sticky and slimy. Makes snow stick to the pavement. I think even the salt sand mixes will gather snow at times on the road. So I don't know that that's just a problem of the beet juice. Let's go to a caller here. We got Robert from Killdeer. Robert. Good morning.
Yes, how are you this morning?
I am doing very well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was kind of wondering about the coal industry. I noticed in North Dakota, we call it the malignite industry. Are we changing the name of coal because coal has had such a black eye? Or is malignite coal different from the coal you find like back east or maybe in Wyoming or Colorado?
So the lignite coal in North Dakota does not contain the availability of the amount of BTUs as like the coal out of Wyoming. I'm not an expert on coal. Farming and ranching is kind of my focus, but, energy is so important to us in North Dakota, and it affects farmers and ranchers, so we pay attention to the energy thing also and got a good relationship with the energy folks. We don't always agree, obviously. But, you know, I think there is some differences as you go from our coal here to the coal in Wyoming to the coal out on the East Coast. And so, you know, I think we need to use the natural resources that God gave us to use and use them wisely and responsibly. We'll be all right. We're coming up against the break here. We got to let you go. Thanks for the call. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll see you on the other side of the hour.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.